Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
How is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ? How important is that question? When's the last time someone looked you in the eye like they really cared and asked you that question? I'm here with a pastor who's asking a lot of people that question. He's preaching that question from the pulpit as he's taking people in his congregation through the Word of God. And I just thought it'd be good. We're sitting here at this Mexican restaurant in Greensboro, North Carolina, on Spring Garden Street. Pastor Alan Holmes, he wrote this awesome book, Redefined. We talked about that book. More and more people are reading about that. But your preaching and your message is really honing in on relationship with Jesus, something we talk about a lot. We say, well, we're not religious. We believe in a relationship with Jesus. But you're really pressing people on that, including this crazy talk show host today, which has been super convicting. Talk about why that's so important.
Well, you know, for most people, when they think about a relationship with Jesus, the thing that comes to mind is I prayed a prayer and I'm going to heaven. But then the truth is they live their life pretty independently of God. I mean, when you think about your just daily life, how often do I connect with God? And have I learned to live in His presence at work and at home and in my neighborhood and everywhere, recognizing God is with me, and how do I join Him in whatever He is doing in that moment? How do I learn to hear His voice? How do I allow Him to transform me from the inside out? It's all of that. For most people, I think their approach to faith, one of three things. One, they kind of take the Nike approach, just do it. And they think a relationship with God is just about discipline, willpower, accountability. And there's a place for that as long as it serves the relationship and doesn't replace it. So a lot of times we're disciplined and we've got accountability. But the truth is we don't have any sensitivity to the Spirit. We can become a little bit legalistic and judgmental.
Yeah, wow.
For some people, they think the idea is just think it. And for them, it's all about having the right theology, knowing the right thing, knowing about God. But again, they really can't describe a friendship with Him. So it's all analytical. It's all in their head. And then the third group is kind of just experience it. And they think being a Christian is all about a miracle and a mountaintop experience. And they have idolized the experience and never learned to enjoy. I mean, when I think about my marriage, I've been married 25 years. And in our 25 years, we've had lots of mountaintop experiences. But the truth is, that's not our relationship. The honeymoon's not our relationship. The vacation's not our relationship. Our relationship is learning to enjoy each other's presence in every setting, in every season, really drawing near, really connecting with each other. In fact, you might even say that a lot of it looks boring from the outside, but is very rich and refreshing and intimate for us after 25 years. So a relationship with God, I think we have to define what we mean. I think it's learning to live in the presence of God and to love God as He has revealed Himself in Scripture and allowing ourselves to be transformed from the inside out, by His presence, by His truth, by grace over a long period of time. And I think most people haven't really learned to do that. I was preaching recently.